It's time again for the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective. The Coaching Perspective with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Paul. Great to be here today. Start of a new month. A busy month from a radio show perspective. Five Thursdays in this month.
Wow.
I've got to work hard this month. I'm going to get tired of seeing you. Well, look, we are here in the studio today, and we're going to be talking about Break Free from Limitations to Live the Life You Really Want with Michelle Wozniak. And I'm sitting here looking at her smiling face across from me. We're going to have a great conversation. She is a certified life coach, a natural health educator, a Reiki master. I'm not sure what that is. You have to tell me again. And a certified esoteric healing practitioner. Welcome to the Coaching Perspective Radio Show, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here today.
Oh, I'm excited. It was fun. Michelle and I had an opportunity to have a cup of coffee together a few weeks ago and kind of get ready for the show. That was just an excuse for me to pick her brains about what she does and learn more about her coaching, and it was fascinating. So this is going to be fun. So let's just jump right in here. What did you do before what you're doing now?
Well, I spent 28 years in advertising, and I had a very successful career. That was my main focus, was working in the corporate world. The company was huge, you know, huge billing, sales, and very large responsibility. So it was something that was pretty amazing for me to have such a growth process through that. But along the way, I had always been so fascinated by, you know, how powerful our minds are and everything, ever since I was a little kid. So I always did my energetic work and everything on the side. But the main front was the corporate world.
And did you enjoy the corporate world?
I did, but I always felt like my heart was pulling me in another direction, you know. So it was only half full, you know, working in the corporate world. Met some incredible people, worked on with amazing clients and projects, and had a lot of responsibility, but just felt like I was always missing something. And then one thing that had happened that really drastically changed my life is my best friend committed suicide.
Well, that would.
Yeah, and through that process, I eventually, as we worked through a healing process, really was able to take it as a blessing of an awakening for me. And so then I really knew I was missing kind of a hole in my heart, you know, that I needed to help others and work with them.
I'm not going to say wonderful. That was very sad. But, I mean, it was wonderful that you discovered what your passion was.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are just stuck in what they're doing. And they know, like you said, they know they're missing something, but they don't know what it is they're missing.
Yeah.
What do you think, as you think back on it now, what was the most valuable lesson or thing that you took out of your corporate experience?
That everybody's so different. And just learning and seeing how people interact with each other and learning a lot about energy. It's such a dynamic, and understanding that when you're meeting with one group of people, you know, to approach certain employees one way and others another way in order to get them to work for you, because I was like the center hub of the agency where everybody had to come through me, so did the work. So I learned a lot. It was like psychology 101 every day.
So, only real life.
Yeah, real life. That was for sure. I think it was higher levels of psychology, but it was a huge growing experience.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so then you left that. You told us what it was that got you into that, but you've got all these credentials, you know, life coach, health educator, Reiki master, certified esoteric healing. How did you get into those, and what are each of those?
Yeah, well, over 9 years ago, I got certified in Reiki and esoteric healing, and it actually was extremely pivotal to the suicide of my friend. And actually, when I was in the middle of Reiki training, she had committed suicide, and I really dug deep to the core. It was just a very traumatic experience, but yet a growing experience, mm-hmm. you know, to where I'm getting into this field that I really love, but yeah, it was just like this timing of it just like literally sucked me down and popped me back out on the other side. So I was able to even understand more that I had these very strong intuitive gifts, that I was able to communicate with her and help her through her healing process, and she was also able to help me.
Okay. So now we're sort of up to date then. What is it that you're doing currently? What is your business? Who do you work with, and what problems do you solve for them?
Yeah, well, I work with all different types of people. Anybody, it could be somebody that is wondering what is stopping them from having a successful business, to finding the love of their life. It could be health issues, just a mental wellness, or even somebody seeking their soul purpose. So over the years, over the 9-year process when I was taking these certifications and life coaching and everything, I had clients that I was working with as I did my corporate job. And while I was working with them, I really wanted them to understand. And I'm so visual that I wanted them to see what I was seeing. You know, so that's why I got into these intuitive drawings. I call them a navigational soul map or tool that kind of maps out exactly what's going on with them, so they can visually see that and always have that so they can refer back to. And then from that, we can assess what's going on and really work on a healing process.
Okay. And I just want to we're going to get into it more later, but I just want to mention that one of the unique things that I found about what you do and the way you do it is your drawings. That they're beautiful drawings. The interpretation of them is just fascinating, and the way you were kind enough to do one for me, whichever you want to call it, and to walk me through it, and for us to talk about it, what it meant, and what you saw, and then it's something I walk away with that is a resource that I can look back on. And that really fascinated me, because in our general coaching, it's all narrative, and, you know, it depends on, do I remember what the coach told me later on?
Yeah.
And I have no tools to help me with it. So I found that really very, very powerful and very, very unique. I've not run into it before myself.
Yeah, that's why I had always seen energy drawings and you know, just mainly of the energy. And so I pretty much just, like I said, pulled everything together. And I even put in totem animals and so forth to make life so less serious, you know. And it's just all these intuitive messages that come at a higher level that really show someone where they're... in the drawing, it visually shows where they may have any blocks in their life, what's inhibiting them. And then we're able to really assess and say, okay, it's kind of like I did like a psychoanalysis, a 4-year psychoanalysis in one drawing, you know, where it all was plopped on one drawing, and that was our benchmark of where to start.
Yeah.
So, and then be able to tell this person, you know, that I'm working with that, you know, okay, here's what we have, and this is where we need to go, you know, and then being able to help them do more of a lasting transformational process after the drawing, you know, and then 6 months later do another drawing to see how they've evolved.
Okay, fascinating. Well, we're going to get into that more, but I really didn't want to let that go by because I found it so, so unique. So your clients are people coming to you with really any kind of problem, life problem, business problem, new goals,
right,
frustration with the past, soul purpose. Not too different from how most coaches would describe who their clients are. You and I had a little discussion about this nasty word niche.
Yeah.
So many coaches want to say, my niche is I only work with people 7 feet tall and blue eyes. And you don't, you haven't really identified a niche per se.
No. Now, granted, someone needs to be a little bit more open to the intuitive side,
yes,
you know, and accepting of that. And then I always feel whatever I'm told, they're supposed to hear, you know, even if it kind of pushes their hot buttons or limits on them. So it's, as you know, through coaching, if someone's willing to put into the work, they can really, you know, grow leaps and bounds and really change their life. But they have to be willing to actually put into the work and change their story.
The client has to do all the work. The coach is just the guide.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of guide, what is your guiding principle? Okay, what sort of life lesson or philosophy gives you comfort in difficult times?
I've always been a very spiritual person ever since I was a little kid. And I actually, I remember when I was five, I was sitting there having my conversation with God. And I was outside sitting on the kickball and looking up at the sky. And we had a good conversation. And I kind of knew then what my purpose was in life, to really help people and help them see this beautiful being that they are, removing all the limitations. Now, granted, it was a little bit more of a simplified terms because I was five, but I really got it and I understood. And then, you know, as you go through your teen years, you forget, you know, and you become a teenager. But that driving force was always behind me. And it was just something that I was just always so fascinated by. And my grandparents were Christian Scientists too. So I was always like, wow, our minds are so powerful to think, you know, they truly believe you can heal, you know, so how does that work? You know, so I was constantly looking into things. And so it's just really helping people really realize they have no limits, that they are this incredible being that is working in this physical body that perceives themselves to have limitations, you know. So getting people to, I guess that's my driving flag that I really just want to say that this is really you.
Well, I would say, just from the slight exposure I've had to you, you only want to see the good in people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you probably only see the good. I was sort of teasing Michelle before the show. She was showing me some of her drawings, and I was going, are these kind of spooky? Because I'm looking at a drawing that, and you know, you could interpret it as blood dripping out of a basket or something else. And she's going, no, those are all cheerful, good things. I said, okay, I have to look at it differently then. But that's the way you look at it, isn't it? That's your outlook on life.
Well, I believe that everything is just made from pure divine love, and that's all that there is. And so whatever perception we want to take upon it, what belief system, what we've been told as a child, you know, that is how it molds that energy, you know, and transforms it into these concrete beliefs, you know, that we think are concrete, but we just need to break them down and go back to our truth.
You are what you describe as an intuitive coach.
Mm-hmm.
Which some coaches might have some difficulty with, you know, that they're coaching based upon, I have this list of questions and we go through these steps, and yours is very different. How, talk about that a little bit. Is there a conflict there in your mind?
Well, I believe that we all attract the clients that we're supposed to attract, you know, and, yes, mine is more intuitive, but I also believe that everyone is intuitive. So if you have a really good coach, that doesn't necessarily have to use the word intuitive. They're using their gut. They're using their discernment to really help that person. And so I think we all use it. It's just what terminology and what tools we use to go with it. So, 'cause I think that, you know, like I said, a good coach should be using their gut to be able to decipher through, is that person really getting to those, to, you know, that conflict that's going in with inside of them, and what is their gut telling them of how to help them work through this process? So I believe that, you know, it's just a term, you know, and it's just different tools that we use, but we all have the same end goal.
You know, and my own personal experience is that, and I've probably talked about this before on the show, is that, with my business training, your business training pretty much takes the intuitive side out of you. You know, if it is not a spreadsheet, it doesn't exist. And when I first got involved in coaching, my coach had to do a lot of work with me to get me to listen to the intuitive voice that has always been there, mm-hmm. but which I sort of kept shut away in the closet and didn't listen to. And I was amazed as time went on at how I could stop a conversation, and I just knew what the thing was that we needed to talk about or say or do. And people that haven't experienced that, it's not a comfortable thing for them to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, well, after doing your drawing, I could tell that you're an extremely intuitive person. You use discernment, and you're very gifted at it, which a lot of people aren't, you know, to be able to adapt to help people and to approach one person differently than they might approach another with when they have the same sort of problems. Some people just go and steamroll over them, but especially from your drawing, you can tell those are just an innate gifts that you have, and you know, it's just what label you feel comfortable putting on them.
Yeah, absolutely right. The labels are so important, aren't they? Unless we can just keep a totally open mind. Absolutely. Well, look, we said that the title of the show today was Breaking Free from Limitations, and some of the things we talked about was that, you know, that your navigational soul map really provides you insight to understand what's holding you back from achieving what you really want. And once you kind of discover what the roadblocks are through this process, then you can kind of break free from that and achieve the goals. Mm-hmm. You want to, I mean, that's the cliff note of what you do in a lot longer time. But talk a little bit about how the drawings do that.
Well, how I start off with the drawing is I believe that we all have these gifts that we're bringing in. And so you have this amazing, beautiful love, and we decide, you know, how we want to use that love and come in and share with others. And then it shows down in the drawing then where that energy gets stuck and how it actually interacts with the world and other people. So I use a lot of symbology in the drawings. Mm-hmm. So when I use like a gray spider webbing, it shows where people are getting stuck and hung up. So for example, something as basic as when someone thinks a certain thought, you know, and I can tell where that it's coming from, it can really limit them from moving forward. So whenever they're in their those lovely subconscious mind chatter, that those thoughts that tell you, oh, you can't do that, you're not going to be good at that, you know, that stuff that we've learned since we were a child, or we've watched somebody else, you know, experience something bad when they went out on a limb and tried to do what we're trying to achieve. But those limitations always stay with us in that mind chatter. And so you can see that in the drawing and know that this person's really supposed to break through that. It could be through their words, like they're not speaking up for themselves, you know, which can also turn into diseases in their body. You know, you can end up with even as severe as cancers and so forth, because every emotion and stuff like and negative thoughts or limiting beliefs or not expressing yourself the way you should can lodge down into your body, and it correlates. It's pretty amazing. I don't know if you've ever gotten into Louise Hayes, but she's pretty amazing on her open-minded philosophies.
Well, you know, I mean, here we're either talking about the woo-woo stuff that's way out there in left field that has no basis, or we're talking about cutting-edge scientific knowledge, mm-hmm. about how our mind affects our body, which we're learning more about every day, right. as the scientists doing more and more studies. So where the reality is I don't know. I don't know whether it's in between or whether they both are going to eventually converge at the same spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they'll converge. I mean, it's pretty amazing what's out there. It may take a lot of time. Yeah. You know, and people have to stay in their comfort level. There's no right or wrong to how quickly that they want to believe something, you know, or not believe it. It's totally up to them. It's their path and their journey. So we have to honor and respect that, you know. So that's why I feel that, you know, someone might come to me and decide that, oh, you know, this is pushing me too far,
yeah.
you know, and decide to go to somebody that's a little bit more... I don't know if conservative is the right word, but more
traditional.
Yeah, traditional, you okay. know. So it's you just have to go with your comfort zone.
Well, or you can make the choice that you don't want to stay in your comfort zone.
Right.
And there might be a lot to learn by stepping out of your comfort
yeah.
zone a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where I found myself in our discussions of, mm-hmm. On the drawing you did for me. Some of it was like, oh, yeah, really? Oh, you are so intuitive. That is so me. And others were, Really? Are you really intuitive or are you really wrong? Because I don't want to think that about me. And, you know, it has to settle for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, look, speaking of settling, the producer's waving. We're going to take a quick commercial break and then we'll be right back and continue the discussion. And we're back and we are talking about breaking free from limitations. And we are here with Michelle, our intuitive coach. And we thought, you know, we're going to struggle a little bit here because we're radio, not television. I wish we could show you the drawings that we're looking at, but I think we can kind of get the point across. And Michelle did a drawing for me, an energy drawing, and I thought maybe it might be a good place to kind of start and have her describe a little bit about what it shows and what you can do with it.
What I do is I first start off with a person's full name and birth date. I don't meet them or anything or sit down with them. I like to do the drawing first and just see what happens, see what comes through, and then meet with them later with a counseling session.
Truly intuitive. No help.
So here again, you know, for example, like everything's very symbolic just because it's easier to draw that way. And I just start with an outline of a body and go from there.
Okay, and let me just, you know, when I picked up the drawing and looked at it, there's this this body that takes up the majority of the paper with arms outstretched at about 45-degree angles, and it's standing on top of a hippopotamus with a tarantula on its back, standing next to a penguin. Now, I was about ready to run right then and there, okay?
The truth comes out.
So and shooting through this body from the top of the page, coming down through the head and the body and going out through the arms and the legs, are these vibrant colors which represent energy. So that's kind of what I'm looking at here. Tell us a little bit about what this is telling you about the person.
Okay. Well, I invite in the totem animals. I don't know if you're familiar with Native Americans. That's kind of where, well, it stemmed throughout history about the animals and the beliefs of the teachings of the animals. But I like to bring those in just because they make life less serious. And I really want someone, when they're having a struggle or something, to connect with an animal to kind of see them as angel kisses or something. Like if someone sees a commercial with a hippopotamus on it, they know that their mind is probably not in the right spot at that time, and they need to laugh, and they need to just kind of pull themselves back in. Or if they're struggling with what that animal might be teaching them, they can kind of reread those energies and just kind of think, okay, I'm going to re-empower myself with this. So, because I just really believe that life is meant to be enjoyed. And we just take things way too serious. So
the totem animal is a little visual reminder mm-hmm. of the energy that you're perceiving here.
Correct.
Is that valid? Okay.
Yeah. Good. So for example, you know, the hippopotamus is that you're entering a period, I'll just kind of read. I do not write the totem animal information. I just draw it, and then I look up and give the author acknowledgement on the websites that it comes from. But it's reminding you that you have become bored with their life and have a creative power that is stirring and revitalizing things to start a new project, new goals, spiritual connections. And then reminding you that you have to commit to your goals in order to fulfill them. So it's just kind of revitalizing your life and making sure that you haven't hit a point of contentment, just as long as you're enjoying it. You know that you need to keep evolving and stir up those creative powers. And a lot of your animals together, we kind of really realize that a lot has to do with your voice. In fact, that was highlighted in your picture, that your words, and not only spoken but written, are very critical to others, and that's a gift that you're giving to the world. So that kind of pulls it all in of how you want to share that.
So it was no surprise that you know, the high energy source here is the voice, and of course here I am on radio every week mm-hmm. and if I'm not here, I'm talking somewhere else. I mean,
right.
I'm not a silent person, and I only think with my mouth usually after I speak, and I do enjoy writing, so a lot of that resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the tarantula I thought was kind of interesting because it says it's like the keeper of the alphabet and how to write creatively. And then, you know, just kind of even talking about how you're weaving the web of the patterns of life and living throughout time. So it's just taking that consciousness and being sure you understand that the magic that you're weaving and all the lives that you're touching, it could be either just through the gifts that you've shared or just being in someone's life, you know, that this written word also, too, just kind of weaves this web and helps all eternity, you know, of everyone you're touching. So it's just this creative message that all three of the totems kind of had to do with creativity and bringing that into your life.
Okay. And this funny little penguin there.
Yeah, the penguins teach you the grace in emotions and actions, endurance in life, time to play, and time to pay attention to your dreams. So it's just time for work, time to play, and how you need patience and endurance, teach you how to balance and be more aware in the challenges and the course of your events, and just kind of navigate through with empowerment. So, and then all of the animals kind of have a color coming back up to that person that just kind of is a gift that they're giving back to them, like be it empowerment or like a spiritual color, just back to trouble areas that they might have or limitations within their body. That
what I took from this in the meeting that we had was the drawing provided a stimulus for more in-depth conversation about what's going on in my life.
Right.
You know, and it got us there very, very quickly. Whereas normally in the coaching, you might have to get to know me before you understood the frustration I'm having with writing a book or the issue about, okay, I'm happy with my practice now, but I'm ready for something else
to take it
somewhere else. But the drawing really stimulated the conversation that got us in a in-depth coaching dialogue, I think much quicker, than we might have gotten there.
Right, right.
You know? And that was kind of amazing to me. That was, whether it was the drawing or whether it was your intuitive powers, but it gave us something to focus on rather than my just doubting you.
Yeah, well, I mean, because just from the drawing alone, I can see that, you know, you have a little bit of spider webbing, you know, which is limiting beliefs, which everybody has them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Yes.
So, and it wraps around your left leg. So what that tells me is that is your creative side. So whenever you're not expressing that, or you're limiting it, or you might, you know, question, should I really do this? Does anybody need to hear, you know, really want to hear what I'm saying? You know, that's when we can't move forward. You know what I mean? We're in those beliefs that are stopping us. So it'll kind of tighten on our leg and stop. So I know from what side things come on the body, you know, being it right brain, left brain, right side of the body, left side of the body, you know, it's all symbolic.
So that spider leg right now is wrapped around my leg, and I'm going, is anybody out there listening to this show? Are we just talking to ourselves? Should I keep doing this? But that's, you know, fun kind of way to have the dialogue.
Yeah, because I mean, it's in your purpose. It's in your soul purpose.
Yeah.
You know, of what you gifted to come here, and then also just showing that you're a visionary. You know, with the mountaintop and the balancing of the scales at the top. You know, where you need that balance, you know, in that making sure that there's balance in the world, you know, that it's very important and critical for you.
A lot of this, I think, on at first blush, taking it from a stranger that you don't know, first session, okay, it starts out so deep that it's, for me, almost difficult to believe it. It's like, well, you don't know me.
Yeah.
You know, sort of like accepting a compliment from somebody who says,
right.
Doug, you're really creative. You really don't know me that well. I don't think of myself as creative.
Yeah.
Spider web. You know. So it really, it's just the opening of the door to the coaching that you then do with the client.
Correct.
Would that be valid?
That is correct.
So when I look at your coaching and what you're doing, I'm probably going to really focus on the drawing immediately because it's so different from anything else I see. But that's the first session. And then where do you go? How is your intuitive coaching different or alike other coaching after the drawing's done?
Yeah, a lot depends on the person and their comfort level and also what has come out of the drawing. I like to mix it up. You know, do traditional things, working through worksheets, you know, identifying all of the amazing qualities we have, trying to turn around limiting beliefs, you know, but I also like to work in also the guided meditations, some Reiki, if they feel comfortable with that.
Reiki? I don't know.
Reiki is an energetic healing. It's like you're this conduit to allow the energies to go through, go where they need, and help. It's a very ancient form of healing, like acupuncture.
Okay.
You know, so where it's kind of along those same lines, and I know I'm not doing it justice. but it's just putting the energy where it's needed, you know, and allowing it to happen. So okay. If someone, say for example, has as simple as, you know, a very tight muscle in their shoulder, you know, allowing that energy, that healing to work through it, and just kind of, you know, envisioning that it's loosening up, you know, and the energy's flowing through it and just helping them feel better. Well, just as, like we said, you know, you have to do the work too,
right?
Because, you know, you can help somebody, you know, with something as simple as like a muscle problem like that, a shoulder pain, but the minute they go get on the phone with someone at work that pushes their hot buttons, that tension and that problem's going to come right back.
Sort of like talking to Paul about politics here.
Yeah. So they have to be able to identify that quickly and understand that, oh, you know, I'm bringing that back upon myself. So what do I do? And giving them the tools to help to be able to turn that around and work through that, to understand that a lot of our pain and suffering is all self-inflicted, in that sense that we allow those things to, that mind chatter, to, it was formed by what we were seen or experienced in our environment, you know, and then holding on to those negative beliefs, you know, that hold us back. And so understanding that we need to work through those, you know, and identifying, you know, where they might have come from.
You know, when we talked a couple of weeks ago, it popped in my mind a poem that I like, and I meant to look it up and bring it, and I didn't do that today. But I think it was Margaret somebody, and she talks about the biggest fear we have is letting our light shine.
Mm, yeah.
You know,
and it's so true.
And it's just that's what I hear you saying, mm-hmm. that these self limitations, these limiting beliefs, that we don't even think of as limiting. Mm-hmm. That keep us from being what we can be.
Right. And that happens so often, you know, if you look at life through the eyes of a child.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's amazing. And then as they, depending upon their environment, what their parents' belief systems are, what the school belief systems, you know, everybody compounds this on top of them, and pretty much a lot of kids end up putting away their intuitive gifts because they felt like they couldn't use that side of them because they'd be judged or criticized, and it wasn't, you know, something that was important, but it's the most important thing, you know, because it allows us to have discernment and completely gauge the world in it with our senses versus what logic we want upon the world.
So how much of coaching do you think is really just being supportive, confident that the client has the ability to do anything they want to do? I mean, and how we go about it is almost incidental. So many times all we need is that support.
Yeah, well, if they're ready, some people just have to get to a point where they're just sick and tired of being in pain, or they're sick and tired of their life experience. So, you know, those are the people that are going to shine the most. You know, the ones that are still hesitant and feel this resistance of change, you know, you might be able to make some breakthroughs and so forth, and then they may leave, you know, move away from the practice and then come back, you know, and you know, a couple of years later and be like, you know, I really want to embrace this. I mean, I've had people that I do drawings for that 6 months later, they call me and go, I got it. I finally got it. I did not get it when you said it to me, but I get it now, you know, and that's beautiful, you know, and I'm always there to, actually had somebody the other day call me. I did a drawing like over five years ago and they want another one and they want to continue with sessions just to kind of go through a soul journey.
You know, I want to mention one other thing you do that I found unique and I really enjoyed it, is that when you and I met and you went through the drawing and explained it to me, is you recorded that session, mm-hmm. and you then sent me the MP3 file.
Correct.
Because obviously a week later when I pulled it out of my briefcase and looked at it, it was like I only had 10% retention of what
right.
it really meant.
Right.
So it was wonderful to have that recording mm-hmm. to go back and revisit our session.
Yeah. Yeah. With each drawing, you get the original drawing and the recorded session, and then also like a handout about all the animals that showed up. So just kind of go back and keep reviewing everything. I have people that actually frame the drawings and look at it every day just to kind of, one woman referred to it as a compass, you know, it just kind of helped navigate,
yeah.
you know, what she was going to do that day and be really able to look back at it, you know, especially if these limiting beliefs were coming up and bothering her and make her feel like she wasn't moving forward in her life, but moving backwards.
What else? That's an open-ended question.
That is an open-ended question.
I mean, we could spend a lot of time yeah. going through this, but I don't want to do too much with the audience. It's their interest level in my drawing might not be as great as mine.
Yeah, well.
But is there anything else on the drawing that you'd want to bring to the audience's attention or the process?
Another level that does happen with the drawings with a lot of people is they do have a connection, you know, that you know, they could have angels, guides, and so forth come through. I've had a lot of people that have had people that are very supportive in their life and people that are antagonists in their life. So it just depends on what they need to hear, you know. And I think that we all are blessings to each other, no matter how deep someone might cause us to go of our anguish, you know, but it's something that we had to release and work through. You know, somebody that may, you know, someone doesn't feel like they have a voice and they're not allowed to use their voice, you know. I had a client that as a young child, her father pretty much told her that, you know, you've got to stay, you know, in the analytical side. You know, the creative, all that stuff is worthless.
Yeah.
You know, you have to stay in this side. You cannot use those, you know, because she had these beautiful gifts, you know, and it was just the struggle, and you could just see it in a drawing. It was just this massive struggle between both sides. Well, you know, and her father's coming back in the drawing to praise her, you know, and tell her that he loves her and he's so proud of her. And she's like, what? you know, but that happens all the time, you know, to where it's a reconnection and to know that we're not alone, that we're all in this world and experience together. And it's pretty amazing.
Part of the struggle that Michelle is having in talking to you about this is there's some of this in my drawing that I said I really didn't care to share with the radio audience.
You don't have to.
So we'll just leave you there.
We'll just leave it.
But I want to mention it because if it didn't have any meaning to me, I'd be more than happy to share it because it would be not personal.
Right.
But
everything's personal.
It was
very personal.
Very personal to mm-hmm. the point where, you mm-hmm. know, okay, it's not appropriate to share it.
Right.
So,
right.
So really, again, just one of those things that to me was a validity check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else? Now, you mentioned to me that you had a gift you wanted to talk to the audience about.
Yeah, I do. I would like to offer a free 20-minute discovery session. And what I do with that is just kind of help someone figure out what areas in their life they would like to improve upon and help them identify a few limiting beliefs that would be involved with that so they can kind of move forward. But that is something I am offering. Someone can reach me on my website at Soul Insight with an INCITE, so that's SOULINCITE.com, or email me at michellelifecoach11@gmail.com. But yeah, so that is what I'm offering today for listeners of the show.
So again, let's just go back over it. They can get the session by going to your website, soulinsight.com, or emailing you at michellelifecoach11
at gmail. Yeah, gmail.com.
Gmail. Thank you very much for making that offer to
to
our listeners. Anything else as we get ready to wrap up here that you wanted to talk about today that I directed you away from or we didn't get to?
I mean, I just really think, like I said, ever since I was little, you know, it's just that life is meant to be enjoyed, and we don't have to live with our limitations. We're supposed to enjoy our experience. And there are still going to be things that come up in our life that are unhappy and sad, like my friend committing suicide, you know, but, and that took a very, very long time to heal from.
Yeah.
Still, to this day, I break down in tears every once in a while, but, you know, it's just, it's something that comes through, but it's how we perceive it. You know, do we want to, do I wallow in it every day, or do I, every time I think of her, I think, God, that she was in my life for the time period that she was. So it's just how we want to get through life, and do we want to enjoy it?
When the end of this year comes, what will be success for you?
Well, I would like to do a lot more speaking engagements.
Okay.
You know, and really get into workshops. I really enjoy that. Small group to big group workshops. So that is something I enjoy doing, because you can kind of visually see people transform as a group, you know, and understand, you know, what kind of how we work together.
You know, and Michelle and I were talking about it, and I was saying, you know, with the emphasis in business on team building today, how to get teams to be more effective and to work better together, this is a great team building exercise for people to probably get exposed to perceptions of each other that they may not be aware of.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about it. It doesn't have to just be an individual energy drawing. I can do them between two people, 10 people. It's just the energetic field that's happening, the dynamic that's happening between all of them. So I do get a lot of couples, you know,
sure.
But, you know, you can have business partners, you can have like, or somebody that, you know, I even had a family of five, you know, and so forth. But it would be, you know, a very usable tool to work in that dynamic of, you know, groups and teams that work together in businesses. You know, even companies, you know, everything has energy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the amazing thing about it, is just tapping into that energy and seeing the effects that it has on each other, and understanding and respecting that and learning more about that person.
Well, you know, I love to do group coaching, because you can coach the mm-hmm. individual, but then when you coach the group, it's another entity.
Oh, yeah.
as you would put it, it's another energy
yeah.
that comes in, but it's a whole nother conversation that hasn't been represented.
Right.
And I think that's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, and each person you add, it changes a whole different dynamic of how, you know, you have that.
Okay, I was going to ask you how people get a hold of you, but we may have mentioned that, but let me ask again so the audience gets it. How do people get in touch with you?
You can email me at Michelle with two L's, lifecoach11@gmail.com, or visit my website at Soul Insight, and that's SOULINCITE.com.
Great. Michelle, thank you very much for being with us today. Thank you for the drawing that you did for me. That was just a wonderful gift that you gave to me. Very fascinating.
Thank you so much.
And the time with you.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Really.
Wonderful.
Great. Well, look, welcome to the Coaching Perspective Radio community, and we'll hope to have you on again and learn more about how your practice is going.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great. Well, look, I hope you've been listening. You know, this is an ongoing project for us here every Thursday, 4 p.m. Next week on March 10th, we're going to have Susan Sherbert talking about unlocking your power of childlike thinking. And that'll be another fascinating conversation. So be sure to tune in. If you've tuned in late, by Monday, you can go to the website, thecoachingperspective.com, or you can go to dgefeller, that's dgefeller.podbean.com. And we will have the full broadcast post it up and you can listen to it. And also, I'll make sure to put more information about how to get in touch with Michelle and how to receive your free 20-minute discovery session with her. So this is Doug Gefeller thanking you for listening in, hoping that we have provided you with information that can help you achieve your goals that you can put to use immediately.
You've been listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller.